Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the Grand Champion Pine Creek Gold Rush Festival Gold Panning Championship for 2016 is Lauren Keisman.
So here I am with the best gold panner in the Northern Territory. Lauren Keisman's just taken out the big one here in Pine Creek. Run us through the final. What was going through your head, knowing that $500 could be coming your way?
Oh, I just wanted to be on the top of that podium, finally, after 10 years.
You've been coming here for 10 years, have you?
I have been coming here for 10 years, yeah.
So where are you from?
I'm from Melbourne, but, you know, I've got a family with a Pine Creek man.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, hence the gold panning yearly event.
So what, live in Pine Creek or come up every year for it?
We live in Katherine, and we've got family in Pine Creek, so we're between.
So tell me, what makes a great gold panner?
Oh, I don't know. Everyone's got their style, their own style. I don't know. Every year I just come and do something a little different. Ben's father, my father-in-law, was quite a keen panner in his day, so he's got a few tips here and there.
Well, in the Pine Creek connections that you have in your family, are there any great stories of actually getting a big find in this region?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose Jack scratched around and made a living out of that for a while back in the day, but he's not big with stories of big winnings. He must keep it to himself, maybe. He survived somehow.
These trophies that they hand out are the biggest trophies of all time. Where are you going to put that?
Yeah, I was just talking about that. I'm not sure. If I had a mantelpiece, that's where it would be.
Congratulations. Thanks for being on the country.
All right, thank you.
Well, all the competition is wrapped up here in Pine Creek, and yet the actual creek itself is flat out. There's people everywhere with pans. I'm here with one of the organisers, John Fisher. End of the day, what's going on here?
Oh, mate, that lure of gold, they just can't help it. And I've already got a few pieces, because when you think that nearly everybody loses 4 to 5 pieces every time they put a pan in the water, there's a fair bit of gold down there. So you can understand why they're down there now.
And I know Paul on the end here, he's already found 3 specks.
Yes. Oh, he comes every year, Paul. He's good value and a good man too.
Do we see people in the creek, you know, pretty much for the rest of the week trying to find the leftovers?
Before the water, said I'll cut the water off shortly, but before that dissipates completely, there'll be people down here, the locals, they'll be into it for sure, yes.
It's a big day. There's a lot of gold specks. Where do you get the gold from?
Most of this gold came from Gympie, but quite a bit came from Cosmo Howley, the Croc Gold and Associated Companies there.
The mine sort of just up the road?
Well, virtually up the road, yes. Yeah, Cosmo Howley's been a very rich producer over the years, and it's good to see it back underway again. So.
In your mind, what makes a good gold panner?
A lot of it is luck and a lot of it is hard work at it. I mean, this is easy stuff because it's done in a clean granite. Most of the gold we've dealt with or panned over the years, and a lot of the old timers, was in clay. And very hard to get rid of the clay out of your dish. So, and the gold tends to stick to it. So, yeah, takes experience.
For Pine Creek, what does this day mean?
Well, I think it's just a great get-together, and it certainly encourages children to be involved in this type of thing. And you only got to see the events. There's more children's events than there are adults. So it goes down well. And to see some of the grandchildren winning today was, magnificent. So, there you go.
Enjoy your evening. Thanks so much for everything.
Thank you.